ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्ट प्रायसो भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 11 टेक्स्ट नंबर 51 टू 53। So 51 and 52 doesn't have a purport. So we'll be chanting 53rd verse together. So first I'll just chant 51 and 52nd verse. Tamapatatnam sarnigriha tundayor dorbhyam bakam kam shasakham satam patihi pashyat subale shudadar lilaya mudavaho viranat Divau Kasham. When Krishna, the leader of the Vaishnavas, saw that the demon Bakasu, the friend of Kamsa, was endeavoring to attack him with his arms, he captured the demon by the two halves of the beak. And in the presence of all cowherd boys, Krishna very easily bifurcated him, as a child splits a blade of Virana grass. By thus killing the demon, Krishna very much pleased the denizens of heaven. Tada bakarim shuraloka vashina sama kiranandana mallika divi sami direcha nakashankha samstavesh tadviksha gopala suta vishismire. At that time, the celestial denizens of the higher planetary systems showered mallika pushpa, flowers grown in Nandana Kanan, upon Krishna, the enemy of Bakasura. They also congratulated him by sounding celestial kettle drums and conches and by offering prayers. Seeing this, the cowherd boys were struck with wonder. Now this verse. Muktam Bakasya Dupalabhya Balaka Ramadaya pranam ivendriyo ganaha. Sthanagatam tam parirabhya nivritaha. Praniya vatsan vrajam etya tad jaguhu. Muktam, thus released, Baka Asyat, from the mouth of Bakasura, Upalabhya, getting back, Balakaha, all the boys, the playmates, Rama Adayaha, headed by Balaram, Pranam, life, Iva, like, Indriyaha, senses, Ganaha, all of them, Sthana Agatam, going to their own place, Tam, onto Krishna, Parirabhya, embracing, Nivritaha, being freed from the danger, Praniya, after collecting, Vatsan, all the calves, Vrajametya, રિટર્નિંગ ટુ બ્રજભૂમિ. તજ્જગુહુ લાઉડલી ડિક્લેર્ડ ધ ઇન્સિડેન્ટ. ટ્રાન્સલેશન એન્ડ પરપટ બાય જૈન શ્રીલ પ્રભુપાદ કી જય. જસ્ટ એઝ ધ સેન્સર્સ આર પેસિફાઈડ વેન કોન્શિયસનેસ એન્ડ લાઈફ રિટર્ન, સો વેન કૃષ્ણ વોઝ ફ્રીડ ફ્રોમ ધીસ ડેન્જર, ઓલ ધ બોયઝ ઇન્ક્લુડિંગ બલરામ થોટ દેટ દેર લાઈફ હેડ બીન રિસ્ટોર્ડ. દે એમ્બ્રેસ કૃષ્ણ ઇન ગુડ કોન્શિયસનેસ એન્ડ then they collected their own calves and returned to Brajbhumi, where they declared the incident loudly. Purport: it was the practice of the inhabitants of Brajbhumi to compose poetry about the incidents that occurred in the forest when Krishna performed his different activities of killing the asuras. They would compose all the stories in poetry or have this done by professional poets, and then they would sing about these incidents. Thus it is written here that the boys sang very loudly. Om agyanati mirandhasya gyananjana shalakaya shakshimlitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale સ્વયં રૂપ કદામહ્યં દદાતિ સ્વપદાંતિકં. વંદેહં શ્રીગુરુ શ્રીયુત પદકમલં શ્રીગુરુન વૈષ્ણવાંશ શ્રીરૂપં સાગ્રજાતં સહગન રઘુનાથાન્વિતં તં સજીવં સાદ્વૈતં સાવધૂતં પરિજનસહિતં કૃષ્ણચૈતન્યદેવં શ્રીરાધાકૃષ્ણપાદાન સહગન લલિતા શ્રી વિશાખાન્વિતાંશ. હે કૃષ્ણ કરુણા સિંધુ દીનબંધો જગતપતે ગોપેશ ગોપિકા કાંત રાધાકાંત નમસ્તે તપ્ત કાંચન ગૌરાંગી રાધે વૃંદાવનેશ્વરી વૃષભાનુસુતે દેવી પ્રણમામિ હરે પ્રિય વાંછાકલ્પતરુભ્યશ્ચ કૃપા સિંધુવૈવ ચ પતિતાનાં પાવનેભ્યો વૈષ્ણવેભ્યો નમો નમઃ. નમો વિષ્ણુપદાય કૃષ્ણપૃષ્ઠાય ભૂતલે શ્રીમતે ભક્તિવેદાંત સ્વામિનિતિ નામિને. નમસ્તે સરસ્વતી દેવે ગૌરવાણી પ્રચારિને નિર્વિશેષ શૂન્યવાદી પાશ્ચાત્ય દેશતારિને. જય શ્રી કૃષ્ણ ચૈતન્ય પ્રભુ નિત્યાનંદ શ્રી અદ્વૈત ગદાધર શિવાસાદિ ગૌરભક્તવૃંદ. હરે કૃષ્ણ હરે કૃષ્ણ 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 હરે હરે, હરે રામ હરે રામ 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 હરે હરે. હરે કૃષ્ણ. સો વેલકમ ફોર ટુડેઝ મોર્નિંગ ભાગવતમ ક્લાસ. સો ડિસ્કસિંગ ધ ચાઇલ્ડહુડ પાસ્ટ ટાઈમ્સ ઓફ કૃષ્ણ વિચ આર ફુલ ઓફ નેક્ટર, એન્ડ ધીસ 11th ચેપ્ટર એકચ્યુઅલી હેઝ મેની મેની pastimes, small pastimes combined. So here we are hearing the pastime of killing of Bakasur. So this is a nice family, Putana, Bakasur and Aghasur, two brothers and one sister. So the first to be killed was Putana, ladies first, right? So the first demon to be killed was Putana, and then second Bakasur, and third Aghasur. And the next chapter you will see, 12th chapter, is about Aghasur. So it's described in detail, the killing of Aghasur. But Bakasur, Putana also was described in detail, but Bakasur it was covered in very short, just 5-6 verses. The entire pastime has been covered. So in 51st verse we read that actually when so first what happened, you must have heard in the previous shlokas, that first when Krishna and Balaram, they went to the bank of Yamuna. Actually it is not said Yamuna specifically, reservoir of water, so some jalashray, you know, maybe some pond. Or actually I heard that this pastime of killing of Bakasur took place in a village known as Khaira. It's on the way to Barsana. So because when Bakasur, he took Krishna with his mouth, so everybody said khayore khayore, that means he has eaten Krishna. So from that the village name is Khaira. I think some of you who are going for Brajmandal Parikrama, maybe you can confirm. So on the way to Barsana, there is a village called Khaira. Just like Aghasur, you know, where we have the Gurukul campus. So nearby we have a village called Ajay, Ajgar, and then Jayat. So when Krishna killed Aghasur, so all the demigods were chanted Jay Jay. So village was named Jayat. So in Vraj you'll find different villages connected to Krishna's pastimes. So this killing of Bakasur happened somewhere on the way to Barsana in that area. Because Vrindavan means this entire area. You know, Vrindavan forest from Govardhan till Yamuna. So Braj has 12 forests. So on the other side of Yamuna, we have Mahavan, where we have Gokul. Then we have Handiravan, Lohavan, etc. And we know that Krishna for first 3 years and 3 months, he was in Gokul. And then he shifted from Gokul to Vrindavan. He actually crossed Yamuna. So it is mentioned, na, all the cows and everybody, they actually crossed Yamuna and came from Gokul to Vrindavan. And then Krishna was in Vrindavan, especially in this area near Shatikara, you know, all this area where Brahma Vimohan Leela happened, killing of Bakasura and all these events. And then later Krishna shifted to Nandagam. So it is said 3 years, 3 months, and then 3 years, 3 months, and then again last 3 years and few months. So in total he was in Braj for about 10.5 years. Something close to that. And then he went to Mathura. So this is the childhood pastimes of Krishna. We're still continuing. So actually this we can say after Kaumari Leela comes Pauganda Leela. So this is in one sense like kind of Pauganda Leela, because Krishna has now started playing with his friends. So in Kaumari Leela what happens? The prominent rasa is Vatsalya rasa. So you see Mother Yashoda and Krishna, Mother Yashoda minding Krishna, Krishna stealing butter. So this was mainly between elderly gopis and Krishna. That is Vatsalya. And now when Krishna is in Pauganda, so here it's more with the friends. So here we can see Krishna has become a Vatsapal. That now he has started herding the calves. And later Krishna will become Gopal, when he will start herding the cows. That will happen on the day of Gopashtami, little later. But now Krishna is Vatsapal. So he takes calves every day for herding. And we saw first Krishna killed Vatsasur, who came in the form of a calf. And now, so when Krishna took all the friends to a reservoir of water, Krishna, Balram and all the friends, so they all drank water. But there was a huge bird. Actually, Prabhupada said it was like body of a duck, but huge duck, baka is called in Sanskrit, baka, huge baka. It was like a mountain peak, such a huge shape, size of the demon, and everybody became afraid looking at the demon. He had a very sharp beak, long and sharp beak, and immediately swallowed Krishna. Just imagine, you know, what happened, I mean, and then what happened to Balram and all the other cowherd boys when they saw that Krishna, their own life, you know, someone who's more dear than their own lives, you know, he was swallowed by this demon. So what happened to Balram and all the other cowherd boys? They fainted. They became unconscious. Although Balram knows about Krishna, but still, you know, even Balram became unconscious and all the cowherd boys became unconscious. So this is something we can just ponder for a few minutes, that, you know, why Krishna does such, you know, he can immediately kill a demon. But you see, he always does this thing to increase the attachment of his devotees. Just like Shishi Gaurnitai ki jai, Shishi Krishna Balram ki jai. So just like we have heard the pastime of subduing Kaliya. So there also, Krishna didn't immediately subdue him. So first, when Krishna jumped into the waters, and then Kaliya, he captured him within his coils. And for many hours, Krishna was captured in the coils of Kaliya. And when all the Brajvasis, you know, Nand Maharaj, Yashoda, all the cowherd, when they came and first the cowherd boys who were there looking at Krishna, they all fainted. And then the news reached and the Nand Baba, Yashoda, they saw bad omens. So they also came running to see what happened to Krishna. And when they saw Krishna in the coils of Kaliya, so they also fainted. Nand Maharaj actually wanted to go inside water, and Balaram, he stopped him. So in that pastime, Balaram was not bewildered. So he knew that who is Krishna. So he was the only one who was smiling, and he stopped everyone. He said, "Don't worry, Krishna will punish this. Don't worry." So Balaram, he consoled all the Brajvasis. But of course, you know, Mother Yashoda and others, there was so much attachment for Krishna that they, when they saw Krishna in the coils of Kaliya, they could not control their emotions. They were so attached. It was as if in front of their eyes someone is taking their life. So this Krishna does to actually increase the attachment of his devotees. The devotees are already attached to Krishna, but in these pastimes, they actually exhibit their affection for Krishna. We can see how much the Brajvasis, they loved Krishna. Just like when Krishna left Vrindavan. So we actually see how much love the Brajvasis had for Krishna. So Krishna does this just to, you know, he relishes when he sees his devotees in this. It's a very transcendental rasa. So here also, so for some time, Krishna, he actually went inside the mouth of Bakasur. And all the cowherd boys and Balaram, they were so much in pain, and they fell unconscious. And even Balaram got bewildered, it is said here. So Krishna does this. Why? This is rasa, you know. Because Krishna, whatever he does for his own enjoyment and for the enjoyment of his devotees. So this is also kind of a transcendental enjoyment. Otherwise, if it's very simple, just Krishna killing a demon immediately, there is not so much rasa exchange. So here we see Krishna first, he goes inside the mouth of Bakasur, and all the cowherd boys, they're in anxiety, they faint, and then Krishna comes out. So Krishna becomes very hot, and Bakasur immediately threw him out of his mouth, disgorged him. Same Krishna. It is said that he is so soft, he is so tender. But for demons, he is harder than thunderbolt. Ye yatha mam prapadyante. So same Krishna, who is so tender, so soft. But within the mouth of Bakasur, he became so hot. Bakasur felt Krishna was so hot that he could not keep Krishna. Just, you know, sometimes we eat something very hot. If it's very hot, what we do? Immediately spit it out. So like that. So Bakasur took Krishna in his mouth, but Krishna was so hot that he could not keep inside and threw him out. And then when Krishna came out, then Bakasur again, he attacked Krishna. But this time, what Krishna did? You must have seen that famous picture. Krishna took the two beaks, you know. He had that beak and it has two parts. So Krishna caught hold of the two parts and bifurcated the body of Bakasur. Just like we take a grass and we split the grass in two parts. It is said just like that, Krishna took this Bakasur and what he did? He bifurcated or dissected him, you know, made him to two parts. And looking at this, all the denizens of heaven became very happy, very pleased. And what they did? You will see, whenever a big demon is killed, the demigods, they become very happy. And what they do? They shower flowers and they beat different drums, kettle drums. And Mallika Pushpa, it is said, you know. Mallika. In Vrindavan also, in the summertime, we have this white small flowers, right? They're called Mallika. Or here, I think, they call the local language, I think, what they call? Mogra. It's actually Mallika. And they showered Mallika flowers from Nandan Kanan. And they all chanted Jai, Jai, like that. And then, in today's verse we are seeing, so when Krishna was freed from danger and he came out, then immediately Balram and all the cowherd boys, they felt so happy as if life has returned back to them. They embraced Krishna, they all embraced Krishna. And they collected their own calves and returned to Brajbhumi. And they declared the incident loudly. So you see, you know, after separation, when there is union, it's even sweeter. So for some time there was some separation because the cowherd boys, they thought Krishna is no more. He has been eaten by the demon. So when again Krishna came back, so then their love for Krishna became more intensified. So this is of course a very high topic. I am not qualified to speak on that, but whatever I have heard a little bit. So Vipralamba and Sambhoga, so this separation actually increases the happiness of union. So similarly cowherd boys, so for some time when they separated from Krishna, then again when they united, they felt greater happiness. And then what they did? They embraced Krishna. Similarly, when after Kaliya pastime also, when Krishna came back, so Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, all the friends, they embraced Krishna out of love. And after doing so many heroic activities, still the Brajvasis never consider that Krishna is God. That is another special quality of Brajvasis. Krishna did so many wonderful things, you know, killing so many demons right from his childhood, killing Putana, Trinavarta, you know, this Yamalarjun, delivering Yamalarjun trees, killing Vatsasur, Bakasur, Aghasur, and finally he lifted Govardhan for 7 days. Still, just see how intense is the love of Brajvasis, how pure is the love of Brajvasis. They still never consider that Krishna is God. No, for them Krishna is my friend. He may be God, in one lecture Prabhupada said, they don't care whether Krishna is God or not. For them Krishna is my friend. For Mother Yashoda, Krishna is my son. He may or may not be God, who cares for that? So that is the level of attachment and love that Brajvasis they have for Krishna. They don't care whether he is God or not. That is pure love. That is free from the feelings of Aishwarya. And then they collected their calves. And how many calves Krishna had? Asankhya. You will see in the next chapter, in the killing of Aghasur, it is said that Krishna had asankhya. You cannot count. It's not Krishna had maybe 1 lakh, 5, we sometimes say 9 lakh cows. But he said Krishna had asankhya, unlimited calves, infinite calves. They all collected their own calves and returned to Brajbhumi. Of course, they were in Brajbhumi, but especially they returned to their own homes. And then what they did, now this is the main thing that we'll discuss a little bit. So when they came back to their homes, what they did? They declared the incident loudly. And Srila Prabhupada gives a very short but beautiful purport. He says that the inhabitants of Brajbhumi, so every day Krishna did some pastimes, right? Sometimes killing Bakasur, Vatsasur, or so many wonderful pastimes. So when they used to come back, they should narrate these pastimes to everyone. You know what? Like we say, breaking news. We have breaking news. Like breaking news, when they used to come back home, you know what happened today? Krishna, you know, this demon came, Bakasur came, huge bird, and he captured Krishna, and then Krishna killed him. So every day they had some great news to share with everyone. But unfortunately in this world we have so many news, that is all not of any use. But the real news is this news, that what happened, what Krishna did today. And that news they shared with everyone. And then they used to compose poem. This is a very important thing. So whatever pastimes Krishna did, they used to compose poem based on that. Prabhupada saying that either they would do it themselves or hire professional poets. You know, there are some professional poets who can write nice poetry. So the cowherd boys, either they used to compose on their own or they used to engage poets to write poems about Krishna's pastimes. And they would sing about this every day. And they should sing very loudly. So this is another very important thing. Prabhupada says, loudly, jaguhu. Jaguhu means loudly, Prabhuji. Jaguhu, loudly. So this is something important. What is this? Chanting loudly, what it is called? Sankirtan. That is what we are doing. Chanting the names of Krishna loudly. So this is why actually I was just thinking, you know, what to speak. So Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtan. So why did he say Golokera Premadhana? Because the devotees in Golok, they also, what they do? They chant Krishna's names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Or they sing songs about Krishna. That is also Krishna's names. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we had his appearance day 2 days back. He has composed so many nice songs based on Krishna's pastimes. In Vrindavan, we are singing every day. Vibhavari Sesha. You see, all the pastimes are there. Vibhavari Sesha, Aloka Pravesha, Kansha Nishudana, and you know, Yamuna. So many nice pastimes with Yashoda Nandana and Putana Ghatana. So all the pastimes are there in this song. Killing of Putna, killing of Ravana, and you know, giving pleasure to gopis and Yashoda. Everybody is there in that song. So this is what, when we chant, the pastimes are already there in that bhajan. Or Yashumati Nandan Brajavar Nagar, again composed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So that also has the various pastimes of Krishna. Kaliya Damana Vidhana, so Kaliya's pastimes. So everything is there in that song. Vanshi Vadana, so how Krishna is playing his flute, how he is Brajajana Palana Asurukula Nashana, how he is protecting the Brajvasis, how he is killing the cows, how he is killing the demons. Similarly, Jai Radha Madhav, we sing every day. And this was Srila Prabhupada's favorite. You know, every day you should chant Jai Radha Madhav. And Srila Prabhupada says the entire Vrindavan pastime is there in this song. You see, Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. How Krishna is enjoying in the Kunjas with Radharani and all the gopis. Then Gopi Jana Ballava, he is giving pleasure to the gopis. Girivaradhari, lifting Govardhan. Yashoda Nandan, he is the son of Yashoda. Brajajana Ranjana, he gives pleasure to all the Brajavasis. Yamuna Tiravana Chari, and he does pastimes on the bank of Yamuna. So our acharyas have already given us such beautiful songs. Just by singing this song, we can remember all the pastimes of Krishna. And that is what we have to do. Even the Brajavasis in Golok Vrindavan, what they do? They sing of Krishna's pastimes. And the same Sankirtan, Golokara Premadhana, Harinam Sankirtan, that same Sankirtan has been brought by whom? By Lord Chaitanya. By Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has brought that Sankirtan from Golok Vrindavan to for all of us. So this is something, you know, I really want to once again repeat, that we should not think that this Harinam Sankirtan is ordinary, no. This is our means and this is our goal. Sometimes, you know, in spiritual path, we have sadhan and sadhya. That means we do something to attain something. So our goal may be different than what process we are following. But in process of bhakti, the sankirtan that we are doing, that is sadhan and that is sadhya. That means now also we are doing sankirtan. And when we are perfected, even if we go back to Golok Vrindavan, what we'll do there? Sankirtan. That's what the cowherd boys are doing. They are doing Sankirtan. In the evening, they are coming back and telling everyone, Krishna did this pastime, and they are composing various songs and singing about Krishna. And that's what the gopis are doing. They are also singing about Krishna. So you can see cowherd boys, gopis, Yashoda, they are all singing about Krishna, discussing about Krishna. And this is what is the process of sadhan bhakti also. We are singing about Krishna, we are hearing his pastimes. So the same thing we have to do even in our perfected state. But what's the difference? Now, like we are chanting holy name 16 rounds, it's a struggle sometimes, you know, especially for me. So now it's tasting very bitter to all of us. The same Harinam, as we advance, as we, you know, reach the highest stages of bhakti, will start relishing the holy names. Just like Rupa Goswami says, Tunde Tandivini Vitunute, Tundavari Labhyate, Karna Kroda Kadambini Ghatayate, Karna Ripdriyos Priyam, Cheta Prangana. He says that, Na Jane Janita Krishna Eti Varnam Dvai. I don't know how much nectar is there in the two syllables. These two syllables? Krishna. Two syllables, two akshara. Krishna. I don't know how much nectar is there, because when I chant with one mouth, what I feel? I should have thousands of mouths. When I hear the holy names with 2 ears, I feel no, 2 ears is not enough. I need millions of ears. And when the holy name enters in the core of my heart, it captures all my senses. So this is Rupa Goswami's realization. So this is Shuddha Naam. When we, but the same, holy name is the same. Sankirtan is the same. The process is the same. If we just do this process sincerely, avoiding offenses, then it's guaranteed by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we'll definitely come to the stage of love of Krishna. And then same Sankirtan when we do, we'll relish Harinam. Just like Rupa Goswami of 2 days back at Haridas Thakur's disappearance day, he chanted 3 lakh names. Every day. Why? Because he could relish the holy names. And within the holy names, please remember, you know, everything is there. Krishna's Naam, Roop, Guna, Leela. Everything is there in Krishna's holy names. His pastimes, his qualities, everything is there. Initially, we cannot access that because we don't have that purity. We are still chanting with offenses. But as we get rid of the offenses, we can actually we can actually experience everything within the holy names. There's a nice bhajan written by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Krishna Naam Dhare Koto Bol. It's a beautiful bhajan. Let me just try to take it out. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he has written many beautiful bhajans. Like today we have read that how cowherd boys, they should compose various songs. And we are so fortunate that we have these beautiful songs by Narottam Das Thakur, by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So we don't have to compose songs. It's not thinking, okay, I'll write song. No need. There are so many beautiful bhajans already written. So many beautiful songs already there. And we have this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So everything is there within this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So this is a nice song, Krishna Naam Dhare Koto Bol, by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Yes. So I'll just end 5 minutes reading one or two stanzas of this song. Krishna Naam Dhare Koto Bol, Vishaya Vasana Vasana Nale, Mora Chitta Sada Jwale, Ravi Tapta Marubhumi Sam, Karna Randhra Patha Diya, Ridhi Majhe Praveshiya, Barishaya Sudha Anupam. Actually, I'll just come, very beautiful song. Once, if you can also search, Bhakti Charu Maharaj sing this song very sweetly. Right? Krishna Naam Dhare Kato Bol. So there in this song, there's a beautiful line. Premera kalika naam adbhutara sera dham hena bala karaye prakash ishat vikashi puna dekhaya nija rupa guna chitta hari laya krishna pas. I'll read this translation. The holy name is the bud of the flower of divine love, the abode of devotion's wonderful mellows. Such is the power that he manifests that although he displays his power only slightly, he reveals his own divine form and qualities and steals my heart and takes it to Krishna. You know, bud, so the blood gradually blossoms into a flower. So it says, premera kalika naam. So this Krishna prem is there in the form of this holy name, in the form of a bud. And as we chant these holy names, it blossoms and it reveals to us Krishna's form, rupa and qualities and guna and steals my heart. The holy name takes me to Braja, Purna Bikashito here. When this bud will fully blossom, what the holy name will do? Braje more jaye loya. It will take me to Braja. Dekhaye mora swarupa vilas. And this will show me the pastimes of Krishna. Mora siddha deha diya. So this holy name will give us, sometimes we hear, you know, siddha deha. Holy name will give us siddha deha, our swarupa. We don't have to go to anywhere to find out what is my swarupa, no. So as we perfect ourselves in chanting, the holy name will reveal our swarupa. Krishna pase rakhe gya, will take us to Krishna. E dehara kare sarvanash, and destroy this body. Krishna nama chintamani. Krishna nama is chintamani. Akhila rasera khani is the mine of all devotional mellows. Rasa khani. Nitya mukta shudha rasama is eternally liberated embodiment of pure rasa. Namera balai jata. When all the impediments to the pure chanting of holy name are taken away and destroyed, then my happiness will know its true awakening. So very, very inspiring bhajan by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So he says that in the beginning, the holy name, it removes the worldly desires within our heart. Cheto darpana marjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam. And then gradually the same holy name, as we keep on taking the holy name, the symptoms of bhava will manifest. And this holy name will blossom and will reveal Krishna's form, his qualities, his pastimes. And the same holy name will actually take us to Braja. And the same holy name will reveal to us our swarupa. So we don't have to go anywhere else. So this holy name is our sadhan and sadhya. So we just have to chant the holy name seriously and give importance to chanting. I'm speaking about myself also, that as, you know, it just becomes a routine activity. Okay, some have to complete 16 rounds. We don't take chanting so seriously. So we should increase our focus on, you know, our, should give more priority to chanting. Try to increase our rounds if possible. Try to increase quality, quantity. And read and discuss more about Krishna's pastimes, the glories of holy name. And then we can also actually participate in Krishna's pastimes. This devotional service in practice. Prabhupada, in Nectar of Devotion, he gives an example. Like we have apprenticeship. You know, sometimes a new employee in the company. So he is under training. He does the same thing, but he is under training. And when he is perfect, he is given a permanent job. Or doctors also, in the beginning 1 year they have apprenticeship and then they become a doctor. And what activity do? Same thing. Under training also they will do operation, they'll give medicine, and later when they're perfect they also do the same thing. But in the beginning they are not fully trained and later they are fully trained. So it's like that. So now it's called devotional service in practice, sadhan bhakti. We are doing the same thing, chanting holy names, hearing about Krishna, serving Krishna. And when we are perfect, we also do the same thing, but the consciousness is different. So this is a process of gradually elevating our consciousness. And if we just stick to this process given by Mahaprabhu, and especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, His Holiness Gaur Govind Maharaj says that He has not given us simply Sankirtan, no. What He has given us? Prem Sankirtan. So within this Sankirtan that has been taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Prem is there. So chanting of holy names was there before also. Like Ajamil also chanted Narayan name. But specially now in this Kali Yuga, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given is Anarpitam Charim Chirat Karuna Avatirnakalu. So within the holy names He has given us Braj Prem, pure Krishna Prem, which was not available in other ages. So that is the speciality of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. And with the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and His devotees, we have come in touch with this movement. So let us take to this process more seriously, because this is our sadhan and this is our sadhya. Like we heard today that the cowherd boys also, what they do? They sing of Krishna's pastime. They sing Krishna's names. And that is what we are doing even now. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And we are so fortunate that in Vrindavan temple we have 24-hour Kirtan going on. So all glories to Ayendra Prabhu and the sincere devotees for carrying on with the service. So, such a, you know, nectar to be here, participate in Kirtan, have darshan of the deities. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhuji. Sister Prabhu.
You were saying that the Gopas and Krishna's associates, they don't care, they don't consider them, consider Krishna as God, because they are believers, they have power. But because of your Maya, this Yoga Maya exists in Golgotha also, or they don't say Rasa in Golgotha? They don't consider him as God in Golgotha?
Yes, yes, Pooja, they don't consider him God in Golok Vrindavan. That is where that sweetness is there, yes? So there also we have Yogamaya. Yeah.
Then why in the 10th chapter, 10th canto, first 18th sloka, Krishna saying, I sent Vishnu Maya, Yogamaya, Vrindavan Kami. So you go and transform all the devas there to consider that I'm not God. So you think in Golokanda, maybe different mood.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that Yogamaya is sent to do that function of transferring Balramji from the womb of Devaki to Rohini. So Yogamaya is here also and there also. So when Krishna comes, he brings all his energies with him. So he also, Yogamaya also is there in the service of Krishna. Because definitely in Golok Vrindavan also this mood is there. That is why we have in this Vrindavan. That they don't consider Krishna as God, as their own son, as their own friend. So that is the eternal mood of the Brajvasis. Thank you. Actually, in Brihad Bhagavatamrita also, in detail is mentioned that how Gop Kumar explains the mood of Golok Vrindavan. In fact, it is said that even there, Krishna sometimes leaves for Mathura. It's something surprising. In Brihad Bhagavatamrita, clearly it is said, because there also, because this pastime increases the attachment of Brajvasis for Krishna. So even in Golok Vrindavan, this pastime is there. As sometimes Akrura comes and takes Krishna to Mathura. So this is something interesting. Okay. Yes, Ru. Yes. See, for Krishna, everything is auspicious. What is auspicious? Krishna is the source of all auspiciousness. Whatever Krishna does is auspicious. Yes, wherever Krishna is, he is always auspicious. Yes, any other questions? So it is a loud, you know, loudly they chanted. So that's why we have loud Sankirtan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur says that we should chant loudly, because when you chant loudly, we are not even benefiting ourselves, but all the jivas. So therefore, we have loud Sankirtan. And now world holy name is going on, it's over. So this, actually, throughout the year, we should have loud Sankirtan, like we have in the temple every day and going out also. So devotees who are doing Sankirtan is the best. Of course, all the service in ISKCON are actually assisting this Sankirtan. Srila Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Instruction that the purpose of ISKCON is to create an atmosphere where people can chant Hare Krishna. So let's not forget this goal, that as we are doing all different services, so the whole goal of ISKCON is to create an atmosphere where people can chant the holy names. Hare Krishna.